أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله May Allah سبحانه وتعالى increase in all of us knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, we'll do a little bit of revision, inshallah. 43, page number 43. Exercise number 2, Ikra Waktu. What I would like you to do, brothers and sisters, in the initial stage of our learning, use the highlighters as much as you can, to differentiate between Mubtada and Khabar, and also use pencil to separate Mubtada and Khabar in the sentence. For example, if I say Hadal Waladu, brothers and sisters, I want to put a line here. What did I do? I separated Khabar from Mubtada. Then Dhalika Waladu, I put a line there. What did I do, brothers and sisters? I separated them. So if you do like that, it will help you. Then you will not say Khalidin or Khalidan. You will not say. Is there a harf jar? No. So why should I say Khalidin? It has to be Khalidun. So but the first question is Hazal Waladu Khalidun. So what is Haza? Babtida. And Al Waladu, why? Because it is Ismu Ishara has come and followed by a noun. So whenever Ismu Ishara comes followed by a definite noun with Al, that definite noun will be the Badal, substitute. And we will have lots of examples from Quran. Okay. So what is Khalidun? You put a line, then what is Khalidun? Khabar. Okay. Khalidun is Khabar. Okay. Now remember, I'm going to ask every one of you, so be prepared for answer. وَذَٰلِكَ الْوَلَدُ Sister Salma, can you tell me what is ذَٰلِكَ الْوَلَدُ? What is ذَٰلِكَ? مُبْتَدَى. And what is الْوَلَدُ? الْوَلَدُ is بَدَل. So put a line there. And keep the khabar separate. Are you with me? So where is the khabar, Sister Salma? Muhammadun. You will say Dun, Muhammadun. Okay. Sister Abir, I'm going to ask you a question. Hazar Rajulu. What is Haza here? Ismu Ishara. Mubtada. Yeah? And what is ar-rajulu? Badal. So where is the khabar now? Mudarri sun. So put a line before mudarri sun so that you separate it. Huh? Are you with me? And then wazalika ar-rajulu, what is zalika? Mubtada. Badal, and where is the khabar? Muhandisun. MashaAllah, excellent. Huh? Okay, Sister Sukhaina, هذا الكتاب جديد. Can you analyze it? Yeah. MashaAllah. Mamtaz. Excellent. May Allah increase you, all of you in knowledge. And brothers, to us also, all of us in knowledge, inshallah. Sister Naima, هذه السيارة لي عليين. So لي has come as a harf jar. Now the noun has to be majrur. Huh? Okay, sister. So what is, where is our mubtada? Hadhi. And what is sayaratu doing here? As sayaratu badal. Oh, where is our khabar? Li aliyun. What is li aliyun? Jar majrur. Shibu jumla khabar. Got the idea? Oh, next one. Watilka. What is tilka? Wow is ataf. What is tilka? Mubtada. There is no badal here. Huh? And where is the khabar? Li Khaliddin. Huh? See, li has come. Harf jar ism majrur. Huh? Very good. Huh? Sister Faiza, you will be able to do inshallah. Hadal babu maftu hun. Can you do it? Hadal babu maftun. What is hadha? Mubtada. Al-Babu. Badal. Badal. Not Badal, huh? Badal. Okay. And then, where is the khabar? Maftun. MashaAllah. Wadhalika al-Babu. Wow is Ataf. What is Dhalika? Mubtada. Badal. Badal because al-Babu. And where is the khabar? Mughlaqun. Close. MashaAllah. Excellent. Next one is Liman Hadi Sa'atu. It's a question, so we do not attempt our analysis. But let us try to translate it. Let us try to translate it. Nusrat, Liman Hadi Sa'atu. How will you translate?
To whom this
watch? Watch belongs. Very good. Now comes a statement. Here, Li Abbasin. So what is here? What is Li Abbasin? MashaAllah, excellent. Okay. Now the same thing is Ahadal Baitu Lit Tabibi. What is the translation, Sister Mainaz? Yeah, is this house belongs to Tabib? What is the answer? La. Harfu Nafi or Harfu Jawab. Okay, it's a particle. Huwa lil mudarris. So where is mubtada? Huwa. Where is khabar? Lil mudarris. What is lil mudarris? Shubu jumla khabar. MashaAllah. Sister Nasreen, again a question. You will only try to translate it. Ahadhi darajatu libnil muazzini. Bicycle. Belongs to the son of Muazzin. What is the answer? Naam. You try one more sentence. Man hazal waladu. What is the translation? Who is this boy? Hazal waladu. What is the answer? Huwa talibun. From Iraq. Iraq. Okay. What is huwa? Mubtada, what is talibun? Khabar and minal iraq? Jar majrur. That's it. Because we already got our khabar, we do not have to say shibu jumla khabar, no. Okay. Now, Sister Maimuna, you will translate, sister? Yes. Is this house new? Yes. La. No. Who are Mubtada? Yes, and what is jiddan? It's a mansub, very. It's a mansub. We will learn soon, inshallah. In book 2, I will start explaining them little to you. Sister Arifa, you will do number 11, sister. You will translate it and then analyze it. Huh? Okay. Yes. MashaAllah. And what is MashaAllah. MashaAllah. It will be nice if you say Jar Majrur Shibu Jumla Khabar. Jar, both of them. You know, you said Fi Harf Jar, and you said, no, you said beautifully, perfectly. Fi Harf Jar, or Min Harf Jar, and Al Yabani Ism Majrur. But then, we say Jar Majrur Shibu Jumla Khabar. If you say Jar Majrur, it's better. Shibu Jumla Khabar. Jar Majrur Shibu Jumla Khabar. Later on, we won't say Min Harf Jar, Al Yabani Ism Majrur. But if you say Min Al Yabani, Jar Majrur Shibu Jumla Khabar, good enough. MashaAllah, that was very beautiful. Okay. Brother Hassan. Almania, Mal'akatu, Min Inkaltarra. Tilkal Mal'akatu, Marfu. Yes, brother.
Hada
Muftada, As-Sikkinu,
Badal,
Min Harfa, okay. Almania, Isham Majru. Yeah. Then, where is the khabar? Jar Majrur. Together. Min Almania, Jar Majrur, Shibu Jumla, khabar. And then, waw is Ataf. And what is Tilk? Tilka is Mubtada. And what is Al Mil'akatu?
Badal.
And where is the khabar? Min Inkaltarra. Jar Majrur, Shibu Jumla, khabar. Is it clear? Inshallah? Sister Salma? Huh? Inshallah. Okay. Now next exercise, brother. We have to do it in this format. Hadha kitabun. And then hadhal kitabu li Muhammadin. Okay. So every time you see on your right hand side a page number 44, what do you see? هذا تبيبون. Now you will change that into هذا تبيبون. Okay. Brother Abdul Samad, first is yours, brother.
هذا تبيبون من الهندي.
Yeah.
هذا
brother. Yes.
تبيب
بدل.
بدل من الهندي جار مجرور.
شبو جملة. I want you to say the sentence again.
Hadat tabibun min al Hindi.
Did you make an error? Everybody in the class? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Hadat tabibu. If it is al, no bun. See, everybody is very sharp now. The moment you said tabibun, their eyebrows went up. Hadat tabibu. Alhamdulillah. See, now our mind is, you know, understanding that when there is a definite noun, you cannot have tanween. Brother, inshallah, you will become expert. MashaAllah, that was good. Brother Salman?
Hadhihi
sayyaratu, MashaAllah. And what will be the khabar? Lil Mudir. Jar Majrur, Shibu Jumla. MashaAllah. Excellent. You have a good understanding. Brother Abdul Qadir. So it is Zalika Waladun. What will happen now? Zalika Waladu Ibnul Mudarrisi. Now tell me, how do you analyze this, brother? Zalika Mubtada Al Waladu Badal. No, there is no Jar Majrur. See, no, you cannot get used to it that every sentence khabar will be Jar Majrur. Ibnul Mudarrisi. Where is the khabar? Sister Abir?
I have a question.
Yes, you have a question, I want an answer. So your question has to wait. Ibnu only is khabar. Why there is a single Dhamma there? Because it is Mudar. You got to be sharp. Abdul Qadir, Ibnul Mudarrisi is Mudaf Mudaf Ilayhi. So where is our khabar? If the khabar is one word, khabar is marfu. So the khabar is ibnu. Wahua mudaf. And then mudarisi, mudaf ilahi. Got to be sharp. Huh? Otherwise, be prepared to bring samosas. You know? Okay. Now, Brother Muhammad.
Tilka sa'atun.
Yeah.
Tilka sa'atu.
Tilka sa'atu.
Means suisara.
Suisara, yes.
Tilka ismu
ishara? Yes. Harfujar? No. Tilka ismu ishara? Mubtada. Very good.
Sa'atu, asa'atu,
badal?
Min harfujar?
Yes.
Suisara?
Isam majrur. So, shubu jumla? Jar majrur? Jar majrur, shubu jumla, khabar. Brother and sisters, time to time, refer the handout, page 23, 24, 25, 26. We have given you simple analysis. Try to read it from time to time. Sister Abir, what is your question?
For the third one, right?
Third one, yes.
I thought it would be Zalika Waladun because it has to be definite, right?
Right now, it is indefinite. Zalika Waladun. This is a boy. Now, according to the example that has been given, and we have to change our sentences according to that. So we have to use now, instead of saying this is a boy, you have to change it into this boy. How do you change this boy? From this is a boy to this boy. Zalikal waladu. What will you change to? Zalikal waladu. Now, is this a complete sentence? No. Zalika waladum was a complete sentence. Mubtada khabar. Now, ذَلِكَ الْوَلَدُ is not a complete sentence. This boy, tell me more about this boy. I am waiting for you to give little more news, okay? So, ذَلِكَ will be مُبْتَدَى. And الْوَلَدُ will be بَدَل. Now comes the khabar. Who is this boy? He is Ibnul Mudarrisi. So, what is Ibnul Mudarrisi? مُدَعَف, مُدَعَفِلِ. We need khabar to be marfu. So how much is marfu? Ibnu. And that is your khabar. Wahua mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. Is it clear? Shall I write down and show you?
I get that part, but I just don't get the valid part. Because I thought you said it has to be definite, so I made it valid done.
So that is indefinite. Dun is indefinite. You got it? It's very important. That's why I always tell you dun dan din. Okay? If it is a tanween, it is indefinite. If it is al, then it is definite. When al comes, tanween has to go away. Only single. When tanween comes, you cannot have al. Are you with me? When tanween comes, there is no al. You cannot say al waladun. Okay? See? Waladun. Is it definite or indefinite? Why? There is a tanween there. Tanween is a sign of indefiniteness. Okay. Now how do I make definite? Al waladu. Single. Tamma at the end. Al has come. If I say al-waladun, it will be wrong. Because you cannot have al and tanween together. They cannot coexist. Only one has to come. Are you with me? So indefinite and definite. Indefinite, definite. Okay? Only in the proper noun, al will not come. If you say Muhammadun, al will not come. Are you with me? If you say Ammarun, al will not come. If you say Abbasun, al will not come. If you say Aminatu, al will not come. If you say Fatimatu, al will not come. Are you with me? Al will not come. Okay? So, we have to be careful. Proper nouns will have tanween, and when they have tanween, even then they are always, always definite, never indefinite. Proper nouns are definite. Okay? And I hinted you, all pronouns are definite. Hadha is definite. All ismu isharas are definite. All the pronouns that we do in the morning, huwa, huma, hum, they are all definite. Okay, brothers and sisters? You did, brother? Now, the rest, I think I will do quickly. Huh? Did you do Hazal Baitu? Brother Muhammad?
Sa'atu.
Hazi Sa'atu, okay. Hazal Baitu. No, I'm doing it quickly. Hazal Baitu lil Muhandisin. So, Haza Mubtada al Baitu Badal. Lil Muhandisin Jar Wajru Shibu Jumla Khabar. Hadal Kalamu Li Abbasin. Now you can analyze a little bit later on. Zalika Rajulu. See, the pattern is to put Al after Zalika or Haza or Hazihi and make the noun into Badal. Zalika Rajulu Mu'azzinun. That person is a muazzin. Hadhil baidatu kabiratun. This egg is big. Okay. Hadhal mindilu wasikhun. Are you with me? This handkerchief is dirty. Hadhil hakibatu lil mudarrisi. This handbag is for the teacher. Okay. Mithal again, brother. Liman hazal kitabu, hazal kitabu li Muhammadin. See now, all these exercises, brothers, are for us to get used to using li as a harf jar. These exercises are for us to use li as a harf jar and get used to it. Okay? So, we have been given picture and at the left side there is a name. Now we have to use li, okay, and we have to make the question on the pattern of Liman Hazal Kitabu. Okay, brother Muhammad, what will be the first question?
Liman Hazal Kalamu.
Liman Hazal Kalamu, mashallah. Then what will be your answer?
Hazal Kalamu Li Muhammadin.
Mashallah. Li Abbasin, okay. Now, I'm sure you can analyze it. As I said, we will not analyze each sentence in the book. Some we will do, the rest, I leave it up to you to think about it. Huh? Okay. From time to time, we'll analyze it. Huh? Brother Abdul Qadir, look at the picture and what do you see after Kalam? Do you see book? Do you see car? Do you see house? What do you see? Key. So what do you say key in Arabic? Miftah. So make a sentence, brother. Be quick. Liman hazal miftahu. Of course. Why will you say miftahi? Any reason for saying liman hazal miftahi? No, miftahu. I want you to say the last thing properly. In this book, Dr. Saab, Abdurrahim, Dr. Abdurrahim, recommends that we use the last vowel signs to understand what's going on in the sentence. Okay? Otherwise you will never know what's going on. Dun dan din has to be mentioned properly for us to understand. Okay. Yes, brother Salman? Yes.
It becomes
مول المديري ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Did you see how he answered? Ah, careful, how about that? Brother Abdus-Samad?
لمن هذه بكرة لمن هذه تل بكرة تو؟
Yes.
هذه بكرة تو؟ تو.
بكرة تو؟
للفلاحي.
Got the idea, brother and sister? MashaAllah. Brother Muhammad? Brother Hassan. I'm sorry, yeah? Because you did it. Huh? Brother Hassan?
لمن هذه حكيبته؟
لمن هذه هل؟
هذه
هل حكيبته؟
هذه الحكيبته.
Okay.
هذه الحكيبته
للمدرسي. That's the way I want you to answer, huh? Please. Number six, Nusrat? ما شاء الله. لي أمار. لمن هذا الكرسي؟ هذا الكرسي لي أمار. Okay. Sister Mayanas.
لمن هذه الدجاجة؟
Yes.
هذه الدجاجة
لي. لا لي بنت الفلاح. Because there is no alif lam at bin. Li bint al fallahi. MashaAllah. Excellent. Sister Nasreen?
Liman hadhi
baytu. Yes. No, liman hadhi saatu.
Liman hadhi saatu. Hadhi saatu li ibn.
Yeah. MashaAllah. Now you see, ibnu is hamzatul wasal. So what will you say? Would you bring Li in front of Hamzatul Wasal? What will you do? Sister Nasreen? You will say Libni. Huh? You will say Libni al-Mudiri. Huh? Inshallah. Sister Maimuna? Littabibi. MashaAllah. Sister Arifa? Yes. للطالب. Now you know how to analyze, inshallah. You will be able to analyze it. Okay, brother? And these are some of the nouns. They don't change their form. Okay. If I say to you, al-baytu, it is marfu. I can see the dhamma there. Then, fi harf jar comes. Harf jar, ism majroor. So it will be fil bayti. And then minal bayti. And then ilal bayti. Very good. Now, al-mustashfa, do you see Dhamma there? No. There is no Dhamma there, brother. When we come to book 3, at that time, you will be able to see the Dhamma there. There is a Dhamma. Right now, we cannot see. Our eyes are not ready. But when you come to book 3, you will see Dhamma there. Huh? Inshallah. So what is al-mustashfa marfu? Fil mustashfa majrur, but I don't see. But I know it is fi, so it has to be majrur. Huh? Then minal mustashfa, I don't see kasra at the end. But I know it is majrur because min is there. Huh? And then ilal mustashfa is same jar majrur. America, I don't see dhamma there. Fi, but there is a dhamma there. Fi America, minal min America, and ila America. These are all majroor. Huh? Almania, fi Almania, min al Almania, ila Almania. Very good, brothers and sisters. Next one. Ikra waqtu. Do you want me to do it or I should now go forward?
Forward.
Inshallah, I should go forward. Okay. Now I will again briefly repeat. And Naat Manut, brothers and sisters. Still, it is on the board. So, look at it, brother. We want to finish today this whole Naat and do quite little bit more, inshallah. Brother, adjectives are nouns in Arabic. What are they? They come in the category of nouns because they decline. Anything that declines is a noun in Arabic. That you will observe that why did it is called noun? Because it declines. Okay? only nouns, not verbs. Verb, brothers and sisters, are you listening? Fi'l madi is mabni, it never has any changes. But fi'l mudari, present tense, undergo changes. But then we do not say the fi'l declines. Then we say the moods of the fi'l. That we are going to learn in book 2, inshallah. Everything is so fascinating and interesting, brother. Alhamdulillah. So here we have adjectives. There are two things. Whenever there is an adjective, naat, there is a noun qualified. And what is noun qualified? Manahud. I have written here sifatun or sifa. That is also same thing as naat. So if you have sifatun, then it will become mausuf. Same thing. Noun qualified. This is an extra name for the okay. Four things have to be there. They will always match naat and manut in gender. If the naat is, if the manut is mudhakkar, naat will be mudhakkar.
What's sifa? You say sifa.
Ji?
You say if it's sifa, it should be mausuf?
No, brother. Here. There is a lot to learn more about these. In book 3, we will know exactly how the world were made. Yeah, we would know how the words were made. Brother Farooq, naat means adjective. Another word in Arabic for adjective is sifat. Manaut is noun qualified. Another word for manaut is mausuf. Same thing. Are you with me? I just wrote it down so you know that it has got two words in Arabic. We will be using most of the term naat. If then manaut is masculine, naat will be masculine. If manaut is feminine, naat will be feminine. If the manaut is singular, naat will be singular. Okay, dual and plural. If the manaut is definite, naat will be definite. If the manaut is marfu, naat will be marfu. These four things are to be taken into consideration. Okay? When you write something, you will always consider these things. Okay? But in the Quran, you will be able to figure out, inshallah. Okay? I really want to give you an example before the day is over about something from the Quran. Okay. Man hadar rajulu, how do you translate, brothers and sisters? Man hadar rajulu, Sister Salma? Man, See, hadar rajulu, this man. Hadar rajulu, this man. Who is this man? Huwa Abbasun. Are you with me? Huwa Abbasun. Mubtada khabar? Okay. Abbasun tajirun. Abbas is a merchant. See, Abbas is a definite noun. It's a muftada. And tajirun is indefinite. Not for the first time. What is it? Abbasun tajirun ghaniyun. So what is it? Abbas is a rich merchant. In English, the naat comes before manut. But in Arabic, the naat will come after manut. Which is very logical, brother. Let the manut come and then we tell you what the manut is. Okay? So, Abbasun Mubtada, Tajirun, Khabar, and what is Ghaniyun? Naat. No. When you describe, we won't say manut anytime. We will just say naat. Fine. But you know what is manut and where the manut is. Hamidun Mudarisun. Hamid is a teacher. Hamidun Mudarisun Jadidun. So what is Jadidun here? Naat. Is it clear? Inshallah. Mahada Hada Tuffahun. Mubtada khabar. At Tuffahu Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Fakihatun. It's a fruit. But what kind of a fruit? Lazizatun. See, can you see? Fakihatun Lazizatun. Are you with me, brother? Abdul Qadir, you cannot say Fakihatun Laziza. You will say Laziza when you are talking. But in our class, we will say Lazizatun because we want to know that you understand that it is marfu. Okay. Ma zalika, zalika usfurun. Okay, that is a sparrow. Al usfuru, the sparrow, tairun, saghirun. Saghirun is a gnat. Al arbiyatu, most delicious, most favorite. Most beautiful sentence in the book. Al arbiyatu logatun sahalatun. Are you with me? What is the translation? Arabic is easy, is an easy language. So what is logatun? Khabar. What is sahalatun? Naat. Fine. Well. Next one. Al arbiyatu logatun jamilatun. Are you with me, brothers? Jamilatun. Okay. Now, what is Jamilatun? Naat. Okay. Ammarun, Talibun, Mujtahidun. Huh? Brother Abdul Qadir, see, I'm always saying Mujtahidun, Talibun. So you have to in the class say that. Because one day you will start teaching. Then you got to use this method. If you teach student, if you'll start teaching a student Ammar, Talib, Mujtahid, then they won't understand what's going on in the sentence. And you said it correct. If I say Ammar, Talib, Mujtahid, it's correct. But then people won't understand whether it is Marfu, what's going on here. Huh? So we in the class, we learn properly and when you will stand up to teach, you will, inshallah, teach properly. Okay. Mahmudun Talibun Kaslanu, single word, Kaslanu. Okay? Man anta ana talibun. Fine. Mubtada khabar. No naat. Anta talibun jadidun, now comes khabar. Naam ana talibun jadidun. Jadidun is your khabar. Ikra waktub. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ikra waktub. Sister Salma, first sentence is yours. You will only tell me, you will translate and you will tell me where the naat is. Huh? Ready?
Muhammadun Talibun Qadimun.
Yes.
Muhammad is an old student.
Yes. Where is the naat?
Qadimun.
Qadimun. MashaAllah. And where is the man'ut?
Talibun.
Huh? Keep that in mind also. So, Sabir, next one. Yes. Is there a naat there?
Yeah.
Where is it? MashaAllah. Very good. Answer?
Huwa tabibun. Sorry. La. Huwa tabibun jadidun.
Yes.
So the naat is jadidun.
Jadidun. Very good. Good enough. Sister Sukhaina, number third is yours. Yes. Sahlun is the naat. Please translate. Huh? No, you translated incorrectly. What did you say? This lesson. This lesson when you say it means hazad darsu. Are you with me? This is an easy lesson. Now you know why? Brother, when you make mistake, it's normal. We learn from our mistakes. See, as soon as you say this lesson, no. This lesson means hazad darsu. But it says, Hada Darsun. Are you with me? So you've got to be careful. Fine. So Sister Naima? Very good. Naat. What is the translation? MashaAllah. Abbasun is a favorite, famous merchant. Sister Faiza? Yes.
Kabir is not,
yes. What is the translation?
Bilal is a big engineer.
Big engineer. Hal hadha sahihun? Is this correct? I am asking her this question. Naam hadha sahihun. Why, you know, brothers and sisters? Fauza's husband's name is Bilal. and he's an engineer. Alhamdulillah. This sentence came in, a sequence. I did not choose this sentence for her, you know. Jiddan. Kabirun Jiddan. Yes, mashallah. Okay. And Nusrat? Yeah. Sahabatun. Yes. English? English is a difficult language. When you say English language, it became al-logatul inglesiyatu. Don't know. English is a difficult language. So sabatun is the naat. Yeah, is the naat. Mashallah. Okay, sister Maynas. Yes. Yes. Yeah, rich man, yes. Where is the naat?
Naat is
Ghani, yes.
And I'm a poor
man. So where is the naat?
Fakirun.
Got the idea? And Manut is Rajulun. Very good. Sister Nasreen? What did you say, sister? Say it loudly. Kahiratu. See, you cannot have Al and Thun. Don't worry, it's normal to make mistakes, brother. Al-Kahiratu, Madinatun, Kabiratun. Mashallah. Where is the Naat? Very good. And then, yes, that's very good. A translation? Cairo?
City.
See, big came in the first, the adjective came first, but in Arabic, it will come after. Sister Maimuna? Yes. 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 Where is the naat in both cases? Kadimun? Yes. Yes. Jadidun. And where is manut? Mudaris. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Sister Arifa? Yes. 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 Not. And hardworking student. So Mujtahidun is not. Where is Manut? Talibun. And in the first question, where is the Naat? Kaslanu. Mashallah, you got it. Okay.